This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Help me welcome to the studio at 39 minutes past the hour of 4 o'clock, Mike Guthrie and Greg Slater with the Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors for our monthly update about what in the world is going on in the real estate market. And I want to say, just as we begin, it's anecdotal, but I know for a fact, because I know the folks who sold them, there's stuff that's moving in this market right now.
Yep.
And at good prices. And that's very exciting.
Yep.
Yeah, and I know y'all know a whole lot more about this than I do, but are you hearing and seeing the same thing?
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of activity, as we talked about last month. We agents were seeing more people through their open houses. They were having more appointments, and we still got a long ways to go. Greg's going to talk a little bit about the statistics, but there are great opportunities out there, and some of the things that we talked about last month, I think, are coming to fruition, and that people need to really think about: is this the right time for them? Because just in the last week or so, we've begun to see a little bump in the interest rates, which is what we had talked about last month, which was a concern.
Yeah, yeah.
Because as those interest rates go up, your buying power goes down a little bit,
and they're not going to stay down forever, right?
So,
right.
But you hope that creates some sense of urgency for people who really do want to buy and have just been waiting for the right opportunity, and they. As they say, you never know where the bottom is until it starts going up. So,
right, right. So Greg, what are the numbers saying to you?
If we look back at the month of May, I like to pull what contracts happened, as kind of a snapshot to see what happened, because by the time all this stuff closes, it's a little dated.
Yeah.
And what I told you last time we were here was, Albemarle County is lagging what happened last year by about 5 or 6%. So it's keeping up with last year, not quite there. But all the activity was under 300,000. A larger percentage than normal was under 300, and we attributed that to the first-time home buyer. When you look back at what happened in Albemarle County last month, you'll see it started to shift back in favor of over 300 a little bit, just a little bit. For example, I told you last month 62% of the sales were under 300,000, it dipped down under to like 57%. So we're seeing some activity. Maybe some of it's move-up buyers from those first-time home buyers that bought homes. I think a lot of the first-time home buyers that bought homes this year so far bought vacant homes and haven't stimulated a lot of move-up buying. But I also think it's move-in buying. The way I summarize what's going on based on what you said, that feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
The feeling I got going through May was, all right, the spring market, everybody's hung up on this spring market, and we got into May and people go, all right, Memorial Day's coming, I haven't sold my house yet. So I think it created a little bit of a sense of urgency that the spring market was coming to an end, if you believe it ends in May, as many do. Some people think it spills further into the summer. But I think as you look at our overall inventory, there are sellers, their motivation level to sell starts to increase the longer they're on the market, and you start to see prices wiggle down.
Right,
in certain
right.
seconds, certain sections.
And they're willing to come down a little bit, and then that buyer's willing to maybe go up a little bit, or it hits their sweet spot, and then
that's the way it works.
At the table.
They got to get close enough for someone to want to make an offer and start the conversation. And when we're too far apart, you have less activity. I think in some segments of the market, there are sellers who are motivated enough to get down there, or a buyer's willing to start the conversation.
It's interesting, Coy, as Greg's saying, as much as you think people would want to make, I want to make an offer on this house, whether it's just because of Charlottesville, but I've seen in other markets that I've worked in, if you're not reasonably priced, buyers are thinking that you're not willing to come down. That's just a mental, psychological thing. They say, oh gosh, you're priced here, therefore you would never think you'd accept this. Whereas you have sellers that say, well, I'm going to have my price here and let somebody make me an offer. Well, I think Greg and I would both tell you that that's not a good strategy, that a seller needs to find the place where they can get to that they can say, if we can sell at this price, then we can walk away from this thing.
Yeah.
Maybe not as happy as we might be, but moving forward. And the folks who say, I'm going to put it up here and let somebody make me an offer, they end up sitting there because
they
of the
do.
Gap
yeah,
that,
yeah.
That Greg said.
And that was my dad's advice. My dad and my mom at one time owned over 30 homes, started buying in the Northern Virginia market in the 70s, and it's a great success story. But his advice to me was always set your price way high and let somebody bring you down. Yeah. And I was telling him recently, he said, I don't think that applies anymore in this market. Yeah. I just don't think that works if you want to really sell your home.
My advice usually is, let's say you had a home and you told me you wanted to get 250 for it, but I want to list it for 3.25. You know, I would strongly advise against that, because it, say you list it for you want 250, but you list it for 260 or 265, you can turn down the offers you don't want.
Right.
But if you're at 300, you're never going to see those offers to turn down.
Right, right.
And you never know when you always tell buyers to at least put it in writing, because you never know. It's easy for you to turn down a verbal offer, but when I give you something in writing and I put down a deposit and I say, this is the day I would like to move into your house, you now have caused the seller to think about something.
And it's a lot easier for somebody who comes in, if you want 250, somebody comes in at like 230, 235, a lot easier for them to bump up closer to your number when they're looking at paying for that over 30 years.
Sure.
Than the other way around.
The reverse is true too, though. When I'm working with someone who says they really want to start low, I'm like, well, no, let's make a first offer that makes the seller think about it a little bit. Because I think where that first offer starts, you could cause the seller to be more or less negotiable, right? If you're at 300 and we come in and offer you 200, you're just shoving it aside.
Yeah, yeah.
But if I come in at 265, now you might start scratching your head a little bit.
Right, right.
You know?
So, can we negotiate with these people? Sure thing. We're talking with Mike Guthrie and Greg Slater of the Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors, online at caar.com. And you can also check out mycar.com for one of the best search engines in Central Virginia. My personal favorite, click on newest listings. I do it every day just to see. It's the best place because I love all the pictures now, because all the agents, you know, when we talk about this with Jim Duncan, all the agents are really starting to get web savvy, and they appreciate the value of a little bit more pictures and maybe a video tour. And you see that at the mycar.com site. And it's a great way, just if you don't want to go on some home tours from your desktop, right at your computer, you can go to that site and just tour through a whole bunch of homes. It's
well,
great.
The cool thing, too, is, and just announced this morning, and consumers will start seeing this, I guess, starting this weekend, maybe?
We hope.
Real Estate Weekly, which is the print piece of, you know, has gone very internet with the clickbook. And now we just announced this morning that all open houses, somebody will be able to go to there and find and see all the open houses that are being held open throughout the Central Virginia area. There's going to be slideshows where they can take the properties that they have, and they're going to create slideshows of the properties, like a visual tour, that kind of thing. You know, a real estate company might do a slideshow of the listings that they have advertised in that week's Real Estate Weekly. So from a standpoint of the consumer being able to get information, things are really changing, and I think really
cool.
In a very exciting way.
So you'll be able to go to that site now and click on, like, open houses, and right. You'll find everything that's going on that weekend. So you can just go out and drive around and see some homes.
Right from the car website, there'll be a place where somebody can click on, and it'll go over to open houses. And as long as the agent has put that in that category, which why wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just going to become, we think, a wonderful resource, a place where consumers can go online and see what's there. And as you said, you know, decide to go out on a Saturday and Sunday and look around.
Yeah, so, that's great.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
But I think the other thing that's interesting, Coy, you know, we talked about coming on and talking about, is this really a good time to buy?
Well, that was my next question. What is the answer to that question? Well,
Greg came up with it, with the answer as he was driving over here today, so I'll let him give you the answer.
What is it, Greg?
If you find the right seller.
Yeah.
That's it. There's a lot of inventory out there. And some
yeah,
of it's
still
not,
is. We
some
still
of it's not priced right. Some of it's priced pretty good. And then I think it still comes down to, if you think it's a right time for you to become a homeowner, you really got to get prepared and start learning this market and watching, because the best deals happen quickly still. You know, when someone finally decides they've given up on waiting for the market to come to them and they make that hefty price reduction, there's usually somebody waiting to snap it up. Yeah. And if you want to take advantage of those opportunities, you have to be ready.
So we still then are seeing things move quickly, like we saw a few years ago where, you know, like I've told you before, I bought my house in Ivy within hours of it listing, because I knew this will be gone in tomorrow. We had it listed at 12 noon on a Friday. We put an offer in at 5 p.m. We had a ratified contract by noon on Saturday.
Right.
Because we just knew that's how fast it was moving. So if I hear you right, things are still moving quickly now.
Still moving quickly. If you price your home right out of the gates, there's usually what we call the pent-up demand right now. I think there's a lot of pent-up demand. There are people waiting to come see it. So if you get it right – so that when they look at it online, you pass the first test. Okay, here's something that looked like it's priced okay. The photos look good. Let's go take a look. And then if you make a match, that's the reason you still see a pretty good amount of new listings sell in the first 30 days.
Right.
If
right.
the pricing strategy is right.
Go ahead, Mike.
Well, the couple things I think are important, you know, as we talk about, is this the right time to buy? And I liked Greg's answer. But also, you've got buyers out there that are worried about the price. And what I'm seeing, and I've talked to a number of agents, is, you know, if you're just buying something and you're only going to be here a year or two and you don't want to be in a landlord situation, well, you really should think twice about buying, because we're not sure exactly when this thing is all going to play itself out. However, the rental market has picked up considerably, especially in a detached, townhouse with garage up in the northern Albemarle, you know, southern Greene County area with Enjik and those kinds of things. And so you buy something with the seller, you know, with somebody who's made a realistic price, you buy that, and you one of the things I'm encouraging people to do is look and see, okay, what's your monthly payment, and then have your agent find out what things are running for in that area. Because then if for some reason you get transferred in a couple years, or, you know, your residency ends or whatever the case may be, and the market has not shifted enough that you want to sell it, you know for a fact that you're in a situation where you're going to be able to get a rental price that'll pay, you know, for your mortgage.
Right,
and,
right.
And so that goes back to what Greg's saying. Do your homework. Understand exactly what it is that you're getting involved in. The second thing is, going back to realistic pricing, you know, somebody who wants to move up, say they want to buy a $600,000 property, and their property is listed at $400,000. Well, you know, maybe they need to reduce to $360,000 to get it sold. That's a 10% discount, all right? They think it's worth $400,000. They're going to put it at $360,000. But when they go buy that $600,000 house, and again, what Greg said, find the right seller, that same 10% off is $60,000. So they buy a house at $540,000 when in a good market they could have bought it at $6,000. So the fact that they reduced theirs by $40,000, that really is a net gain of $20,000, because in a different market, if they had gotten $400,000, they would have had to buy that one at $6,000. So when you look at it from that standpoint and you're in a good situation financially, there's a real opportunity for folks to be really aggressive with the price on their own home and then go out with their house sold and make that offer to the seller who gets it and understands they want to, you know, move on and get their house sold. So there are opportunities out there, not for everybody, which we've always talked about. You got to do your homework, but there are opportunities out there. And just in the last few days, we've noticed, as we talked about earlier, interest rates have begun to bump up. And that was one of the things that we were concerned about, is as things changed and the market economy improved, that interest rates start going up. I saw something yesterday on one of the blog sites that, you know, interest rates went up X amount. It changed the buying power by, I think it was $10,000 or $15,000. So a $100,000 loan was now only $85,000. Because of the difference in the buying power.
Yeah, yeah.
So those are the things that buyers need to look at as they're looking at the time frame of these things.
And of course, the great fear is that we might see a period of inflation, and those rates could continue to go mm-hmm. up. Yep. Hopefully, not where they were in the, you know, the late 70s around 1980, where you couldn't afford a house, nobody could buy a house.
I don't even think, from my standpoint, Greg, I don't know if you agree with this, but I don't even think it's as much on inflation. I think if you use the analogy of government having their hand on the interest rate and pushing it down by buying back these mortgage-backed securities, that's what they're doing right now. They're buying those back, which is keeping that interest rate low. If the government decides, one, they don't have the money to do it anymore, or two, let's see how the market will bear, and they lift their hand off of that thing, they're not investors out there that are ready to have the confidence in the real estate market to buy those things. And so it's going to be like a, you know, like when you have a postage meter and you push down on the spring and you take your hand away,
it'll
it just bounces up.
Yeah.
Even without inflation, I think you got a couple 3% bump that could happen given those situations. I mean, you know,
just because the lenders are so risk averse that they're going to make it more expensive to borrow their money.
It's not even the lenders. It's the investors who are actually out there buying the mortgage-backed securities. The lenders are the ones who find out what the interest rates are and they lend the money based on what they can lend it on. But what I'm talking about is the mortgage-backed securities that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac all have that government is, you know, sort of in control of, like everything else right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And if they choose to lift their hand away from that and the confidence hasn't been rebuilt so that people buy them instead of the government buying them, well, people are going to say, yeah, I'll buy them, but I'm going to buy them at 7%, not at 5%. And all of a sudden your interest rates bounce up, you know.
We're talking with Mike Guthrie and Greg Slater of the Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors. You can learn a whole lot more online at CAAR.com, C-A-A-R www.NJ.com. Mike, you mentioned NJIC, and either one of you can answer this question. What's the status on the folks moving in for that? And also, when we look at the folks who are buying now, is it us? I mean, is it folks from our community moving across town or trying to either downsize or move up or move to a different neighborhood, different school district? Or are we seeing a lot of folks coming into the community from elsewhere around the country?
Let me just answer the question as far as timeline, and then you can have a shot at the other side of it. The first group, small group of folks from NJIC and DIA will be in this summer, probably maybe 80 or so jobs coming in this summer. From the fall of 9 to the spring of 10, there's about 200 jobs that will be coming in. And then from the spring of 10 to the spring of 11, another 200. So right now, it's just the beginning trickle of that. But once we get into fall and start going into next year, that's when the numbers will really start to happen, and you'll begin to see somewhat of an impact. Not as much as I think if some people think it's going to be, but somewhat. But why don't you answer the question in regards to
who's buying homes right now?
Yeah.
There's really no way to measure that, but you know the feeling I get from it is the I know who we lost. I think we've lost the move up buyer. I think this recession has been going on long enough that people psychologically are just really have dialed back their lifestyles, if you will.
Yeah.
And
so they're downsizing, I think, or sitting tight.
Yeah. They're sitting tight. I think there are people making the decision to sell and downsize in this market. There are still people moving in as well. I think your first time home buyer is probably a combination of both. You know, we've got people who've been renting in this market who realize this is where they want to live. So the circumstances are right. They choose to become a home buyer. I think a lot of those people are probably already in this market. The higher up you go in price point, I think you tend to see, you know, the latest two sales in the community I live in were the two new basketball coaches. So I think about that. Those are two new people that came to the area.
Right,
I mean,
right.
That's what I have experience with. I don't have experience with everything going on. But so there are people coming to the area.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing we can talk about statistics, but we talk about feelings and perceptions. I've been running in the last few days and running through different neighborhoods, and the interesting thing is, Coy, is I'm seeing a lot of additions. As I run through neighborhoods, I'm seeing, you know, a screen porch, or I'm seeing a new, you know, family room, or I'm seeing a, you know, whatever. And I think that confirms something that I had thought about, is people refinance their house. And they're doing what they need to do to be comfortable where they are by adding an addition or finishing the basement or whatever. And they're hunkering down, and they're going to wait this thing out for a couple, 3 years and see how it plays out.
Yeah.
So that comes into the move-up aspect as well, because people say, you know, I can't sell my house for what I think it's going to sell for, so therefore I'm going to
Maybe we'll finish the basement instead.
I'm spending some money, right. get the extra room that we need right now, and not make that move, and that you know, becomes a, you know, it causes that move-up buyer to be gone, because they're making that decision to hang tough for a little bit.
Always enjoy it, guys. Thank you so much for being here. Mike Guthrie and Greg Slater with the Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors. They join us each month to give us a little real estate update. I appreciate it very much.
Our pleasure.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.